The lawyer representing prominent Mozambique opposition figure Venancio Mondlane was shot dead in Maputo, alongside a party official. Piers Potter, CNT Live London. Alvino Dias, who had recently defended Mondlane, a Podemos Party presidential candidate, was killed along with fellow official Paulo Guam when gunmen opened fire on their car. Local rights group, the Center for Democracy and Human Rights, CDD, condemned the attack, describing it as a cold-blooded murder involving 10 to 15 bullets. Dias died instantly, while Guam succumbed to his injuries hours later. Witnesses allege that police blocked Guam's evacuation and prevented onlookers from recording the scene, even confiscating phones. Police, denying any misconduct, promised to investigate. We condemn this heinous crime and assure the public that all measures are being taken to clarify the case, said police spokesman Lionel Machina. Tributes poured in for Dias, remembered as a shrewd lawyer and a peaceful man who had successfully led election-related cases in the past. Human Rights Watch's Zenaido Machado praised his dedication to justice. The killings are seen by election watchdog Maize Integridade as a warning to those advocating for transparency in Mozambique's still ongoing election. Mondlane has disputed early results favoring Frelimo, Mozambique's ruling party since independence, and called for a nationwide strike. The European Union condemned the killings as an outrageous crime, urging an independent investigation amid concerns over violence and irregularities in the electoral process. Observers, including the US-based International Republican Institute, reported incidents of voter intimidation and vote buying in Frelimo strongholds, casting doubt on the election's fairness. Mozambique is set to elect a new president, with Frelimo's Daniel Chapo facing off against Mondlane of Podemos, Azufo Mohamed of Renamo, and Lutero Simango of the Mozambique Democratic Movement. The vote comes as the country grapples with an Islamist insurgency in the northern Cabo Delgado province, where international forces have been deployed to help. Piers Potter, CNT Live London.